Ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited to introduce my pastor, my father, the man who appointed me 21 years ago to be the pastor of a church. Yes. This morning, as he ministers, you will also sense the call of God on your life. Even if you came here to chase a girl, by the time he finishes preaching, you'll be an anointed pastor. You will leave the girl and go and preach somewhere. Are you ready? Are you ready? Then let's welcome Ida to bless us with a song. Oh, clap your hands and let's welcome Ida to bless us with a song.
To the So when you pray, when you kneel down by your bedside, please ask the Lord to help you to obey His calling. Yeah. If you could just please the Lord, you must cherish the life.
church of God. They fought to do his will. They fought to go on a mission field. They fought and died for Jesus' sake. They fought to win the lost. Yeah, fighting a good fight. We need to get up, so get up, stand up. Hey, hey, hey. You must fight the fight. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Don't give it up, so get up, stand up. Hey, hey, yeah. You must fight the fight. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Listen, the apostles did what they could do. They went to the ends of the world. Paul went to the Gentile nation, preaching Christ to them. William Carey fought for India. Adoniram Johnson fought for Burma. Zinzendorf went to the ends of the world. And Makiwon for Ghana. You need to get up. Get up, stand up. Hey, hey, hey. You must fight the fight. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. It's a good fight. Get up, stand up. Oh, oh, oh. You must fight the fight. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. No, 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 no. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. All right, see, it's my turn and it's your turn. Work for this generation. We can't sit around and make excuses, playing games with the word of God, getting married and making babies, doing business and changing jobs. Hey, we are in a fight, yeah, a fight to win the lost. We need to get up, get up, stand up. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. You must fight the fight. It's your turn, so get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Don't give it up. Get up, stand up. Oh, oh, oh. You must fight the fight. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. I said, it's my turn and it's your turn to fight a really good fight. Do you agree? Others have worked, now we must work for this generation. We can't sit around and make excuses, playing games with the word of God. We're getting married and making babies, doing business and changing jobs. We are in a fight. Hey, we've got a fight to win the lost. You need to get up, say get up, stand up. Hey, hey, hey. You must fight the fight. Oh, oh, oh. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. You need to get up, so get up, stand up. Oh, my, my. You must fight the fight. Get up, stand up. Oh, oh. Don't give up the fight. No, 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 no.
available. We've got to preach the word of God. Obligation of the Christian, witnessing to everyone. Conversion of the whole wide world through the blood of Jesus Christ. Help me say, get up, stand up. You must fight the fight.
Hallelujah. All right. Father, thanks a million for this opportunity. Guide us into these few minutes. Lead, Holy Spirit, we ask in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. You may be seated. Right. How many realize God was speaking to you through the songs? Yes. The Bible says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. A song is supposed to speak to you. A lot of songs don't speak. Now, I want to continue sharing with you about amplifying your ministry. And like I said, I'm preaching exactly from the book. So if you're really interested, you can get the book. Now, the Holy Spirit is the main thing that we need in the ministry. Why? Why do we need the Holy Spirit so much? We need the Holy Spirit so much because we are so useless. Yes. We are so useless. We are so wretched. We are so incapable. Huh? We are nothing. And anything that is ever going to be good about us is going to be because of God and the God part of our lives. That's the most simple reason why we need the Holy Spirit. Is because we are useless. We are sinful. We are sinning all the time. And Isaiah found out when the Lord appeared to him, he said, woe is me. I am unclean. I am undone. I have unclean lips. I'm dirty. And that is the only revelation you will have when you come close to God. Some years ago, I was praying in I was praying with a group on the last day of a fast. And I was the last person in the building at the far furthermost corner, the right-hand corner. I don't know why I was there. It's not a good place to sit at the back. But I was at the back. And suddenly, a white figure appeared on my side. Right by my side, shining. I didn't see any face or anything, but I just thought it was a white, shiny person standing by my side. Maybe it was Jesus. Maybe it was an angel. But the immediate feeling that I had was a feeling of filth. Like I felt very dirty and sinful. By the way, I had been fasting for 7 days and been praying and attending prayer meetings every day. No, it wasn't like I was doing something bad, they say, what we call it. I was fasting. This was the seventh day. And this person was now by my side. And the only reaction I had was the feeling of being very dirty. I've never had that experience like that ever again. So I believe that we don't know ourselves. If you know how you are, you will not like yourself.
And you will see that you are really some way. I don't know what English word to use. You are really terrible. But, and so, and you'll notice in 1 Corinthians 15. I want us to look there, please. Let's all turn to 1 Corinthians 15. You will notice in 1 Corinthians 15. When he talks about dying. Oh, what Bible is this? Are you there? All right. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 42. What does it say? So is also the resurrection of the dead. So is the resurrection of the dead. All right? It is sown in corruption. And it is raised in incorruption. It is sown a natural body. It is sown in dishonor. And it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. And it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body. And there is a spiritual body. Amen. Amen. This is describing you. Your body, when you are going to be buried. It says, so is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. When you are put in the ground, you are put in your corruption. Yes. And it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. Your body is going to be sown in dishonor. So dishonor will be put in the ground. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Weakness. It is sown a natural body, and it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is also a spiritual body. So this is us. Dishonor, weakness, corruption. That's why when people marry, one of the great revelations they find out about themselves is that they are not perfect. You know? Because sometimes you see the most perfect looking person getting married. And you think, wow, this is going to be the happiest marriage ever. 6 weeks later, they are back in church for counseling. Yes. And pastors have even more problems in marriage than ordinary Christians. Not only they are always taking nice pictures, posing like this with their wife and so on. So you get the feeling that it's like they are always living in perfection.
Yeah, please. I'm owner of car number FFB346FS. It's a Kia Cerato. Gray in color. You are parked in front of someone's house and the person is creating problems. So please come out and move your car now. FFB346FS. Thank you.
Glory to God. Yeah. We have a lot of problems because we are human beings. In marriage, yes. And it's just a different type of problem. From ordinary Christians. And also a different type of problem from non-Christians. There are three types of problems. Problems of non-Christians, problem of Christians, and problems of pastors. They're all three different types of problems in marriage. The reason is because the balance of power changes. When is a non-Christian marriage? non-Christian marriage. The balance of power is with the man. The man has the power. And do whatever he wants, misbehaving all the time. When it comes to the Christian, it shifts a little towards the, depending on how good the Christians are. When it moves to pastors, the balance of power shifts all the way to the wife. She's the most powerful person. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because if the husband is a very determined Christian and he's called by God, he's going to follow God no matter what. He's going to attempt great things for God. He's going to follow his obligations. Then the wife has a lot of power because she's controlled by the word of God. Yes. Is controlled by the word of God. And she knows whatever she does, he will not leave or he will not want to leave. Because he doesn't want to be a divorcee. Yeah. He doesn't want to be. And he knows. So it's like you can do whatever. And he does not want to be divorced. Because you see, if you are a carpenter and you divorce, it will not affect your job. If you are a bank manager and you divorce, it will not affect your job. If you work for MTN and you get divorced, it will not affect your job. But if you are a pastor and you divorce, your whole job is spoiled. Yeah. Balance of power shifts. The best way to see this is with the war between lions and elephants. In the day, no lion will dare take on an elephant. Elephants will crush them, step on them. They are little cats. But in the night, the balance of power shifts to the lions, who are the weaker vessel. They are smaller. They are the wives. They are smaller. In the night, the power shifts. Because they can see in the night. The lion can see, but the elephant cannot see. Yeah. And then they become powerful. And you see, the first time I watched a video of lions catching an elephant, a big elephant, the commentator explained with that phrase. He said, it is the balance of power is shifting because night is falling. The balance of power is shifting to the lions. And we watch in amazement as a group of lions took on elephants. But during the day, we watched them during the day until the night fell and everything changed. Yeah. So sometimes you see Christians, people who are married, you know, unbelievers, a wife is praying for her husband to be saved and you know, he's gone out again to the nightclub. And he comes at 2 a.m. every day. She comes and she's always praying and she's taught by the word of God that by your conversation you will convert the husband. So she's very humble, serving, very nice and modern. But you see Christian wives married to the man of God who does not want to do anything bad. When you talk to them, you see different. Yeah. I know one wife, the husband was about to, wanted to have sex with his wife. Then she just took, just at the exact point, and she took a checkbook and she gave it to him, sign. Sign before you come. Yeah. The balance of power. I know you need it. Sign. Yeah. Night has come. The balance of power. Yeah. You know, you can't go to any other, you can't go anywhere else. You need me. Yes. It's so different. You got nowhere to go. It's right here, you got to come. And I've got a padlock there. It's for sale. It's a gate fee. It's an entrance fee. Wow. One day I asked a pastor's wife, Her husband was so distressed because he was not getting the love and the sex and all that. So I called, I said, come. How many boyfriends did you have? Can you count? She tried to count a number. Serious. I said, were you jumping around with all these guys and doing this and that?
Yes, I was.
And I asked her. I asked a question. I don't want to say it on the microphone. And I asked, did any of them put a ring on your finger? Did any of those boys put a ring on your finger and say, I want to marry you, I'm changing your name, I'm honoring you? She said, no. Then I said, this man who put a ring on your finger, look at your attitude with those guys. You, when we even see you, you wonder, are you an acrobatic specialist or are you a gymnast? What are you into? Hey, Olympic medalist. Anyway, that is not the topic today. So. So what I'm saying is that we are sown in corruption. We are bad. Yeah, but you wouldn't know. Most of the time, marriage reveals who you are. Oh, yeah. I've begged many pastors' wives, be nice to your husband. Be nice to him. One wife told her husband, you go. You go. You will lose your anointing. Go and do whatever. You will lose your anointing. You will lose your anointing. Go. Go and do whatever you want. Yeah. Wow. And you know you don't want to lose the anointing too. You are powerless. Now, that is why we need the mantle of the Holy Spirit. So that the Holy Spirit can control our lives. And His power is what people will experience. Not our power or our human corruption. No, people don't want to be ministered from our heads. Our maleness or femaleness, or our South Africanness, or our Africanness, or our whiteness or blackness. All those are corrupted aspects of our lives. What people need and want is the Holy Spirit, the river that flows from heaven to bless them. Yes, that's what can help. And that the Holy Spirit is called a river. And it's very important that we see the Holy Spirit as the river, because a river is a clever way to bring all the animals that you want and need. I once stayed in a hotel which revealed that great revelation to me, because the hotel had made a water hole just by it in the wilderness. And so the water, and they told that this, what is special about this hotel is that when you sit here during the day, you will sit on the balcony and you will see all kinds of animals coming to drink from this water, the water which was down the hill but just in front of the hotel. That was a special thing about the hotel. Elephants come, antelopes come, lions come, crocodiles. Everybody comes there because everybody's looking for the water. So your ministry is supposed to be a ministry where the river flowing out of you, out of your belly flows rivers of living water. And that river is going to bring the elephants members that you need, the antelope members, the impala members, the deers, the cats, the lions, the leopards, everything. In fact, in that hotel, there was a leopard walking around the hotel one evening. Yeah. Because it was situated, and they told us, don't come out of your room and walk out in the night. No. Yeah. Because you meet a leopard. You can't meet any animal. Because they put the water there. And we were there when they called in the hotels. Oh, come and talk. Elephant, a huge head of elephant have arrived at the water hole to drink. So your church is going to be like that when the river is flowing out of you. You see that a huge head of elephants have arrived in your church. Yes. Instead of praying for money and always talking about money, rather pray for the Holy Spirit and talk about the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit is on your life, all the elephants you need, they will be directed to you. All the antelopes you need will come, and you will be surrounded with things you can't even use. Yes. What we really need is the Holy Spirit. Amen. So amplifying your ministry is very, very important. And that is why I would always emphasize catching the anointing. Catching the anointing. And the sweet influence of the anointing. This particular book, The Sweet Influence of Anointing, is one of my favorite topics because, you know, the Holy Spirit is somebody that I can't see. You know, and it's one of the studies of my life is to see the influence of the Holy Spirit, which is invisible. Like, what is he doing that I don't understand? And when you read this book, you find that he influences, for instance, your achievements. He influences your goals or your what you emphasize on. Yes, but it's so subtle that you don't know that it's the Holy Spirit who is influencing you. For instance, many churches say they have the Holy Spirit, but actually, if you look at the Bible, you realize that many churches, it's not the Holy Spirit really who is at work, but the spirit of the world. Look, take for example, what does the Bible say? It says, "You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall have 3 cars and 14 businesses, and you shall be the CEO and the board member of so many companies." You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem. So you see, first of all, you see that the Holy Spirit causes you to win soul. The mission of the Holy Spirit is soul winning. Soul winning. How many churches emphasize on soul winning? How many churches have crusades? How many churches have breakfast meetings to win the lost, to invite people? How many churches have even parties to invite the lost? How many evangelists are there preaching the gospel, going around? Everywhere we go, they say, "Oh, we have not had this before. This has not happened before. We've never had a crusade here before. No one has ever come here before. This is the largest thing that has ever happened here." Why is that? It's not that it is the largest or it is the best, but it's just not happening. It's unusual. It's unusual for people to go around preaching the gospel. And even when we preach, what do we preach? What are pastors preaching? That's what I talk about, the influence. This book will show you when the Holy Spirit is influencing you. What's the mission of the Holy Spirit? As soon as the Holy Spirit arrived, Peter started preaching the gospel. He started preaching, Acts 2. And by the end of his sermon, let us assume that his sermon lasted 1 hour. 3,000 people were saved. As from the arrival of the Holy Spirit, 3,000 people got saved. Not 3,000 people prospered. Or 3,000 people became the marketing managers. Or 3,000 people became board members of whatever company. CEOs of so many companies. Or 3,000 people had new houses in Pretoria. Or 3,000 people had got visas to America. Or 3,000 people had... 3,000 people were saved to Christ. That's the effect of the present arrival of the Holy Spirit on the earth. Look at our churches. Even an altar call is not done. Even the altar, give your life to Jesus, it doesn't happen. Look, one day I went to preach at a big church. A big church. I tell you, I finished with, I did an altar call. The bishop saw me off to my car. He told me, "You are the only person who did an altar call in this convention. We have been going for 7 days. You are the last person to speak. I've had this famous person from America, famous this from here, famous this from here. Nobody did an altar call for salvation of Jesus Christ. But of every other thing, you don't even know what we are talking about. When you put on the television, you wonder when you see the Christians on the television preaching, what are we saying? Everything you can imagine, people are saying. Abundance, success without limits, treasure, dominion, increase, breakthrough, enlargement without borders, breakthrough without sweat, millionaire's kit, overflow, double blessings, what? Uncommon blessings. But souls to be saved. And always they say, you know, prosperity with a purpose. You know, God is prospering us with a purpose. You can't do the gospel without money. And you see, we need money for everything. Money cometh, and we need money for this, and we need money for that. And you see, that's why God is blessing us, so that we can expand the work of God. It's not true. It's not true. It's just trying to get a cover up for our greediness and our grasping of things. Greed and grasping of pastors and churches. Yes, all we are looking for is money. Yes. And you should be careful, you know, don't be angry with what I'm saying. If you don't listen to what I'm saying, God will let the Philistines discipline you. And when the Philistines are disciplining you, you will not like it. The Philistines are the world. God used the Philistines to discipline Israel for years. Yeah. You said you have the Holy Spirit. Acts 2, salvation, 3,000. Then the next thing, somebody was saved in chapter 3. Chapter 4, by verse 5, by verse 10, another 5,000 people were saved. Another 5,000 people were, because the healing also led to another preaching, and then it led to salvation. And the disciples were increasing. Not that the riches were increasing, the number of millionaires and the number of businessmen was increasing. You see, pastors today are saying, well, my aim is to make you this into the world. I mean, become CEO, become the top, whatever, a manager of this, the big of this, the this of that. Look, all those things there. Look, you read the Bible clearly and see. It's a deviation, complete deviation from the purpose of the Holy Spirit and the purpose of the church. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is the purpose that for which God sent his son. There is no other purpose. You hear people say, Jesus talked more about money than anything else. What nonsense is that? Stop lying. If you want money, just say you want money and stop coming up with all kinds of stupid things. Jesus never spoke about money more than anything. What do you mean? What do you mean? You cannot misrepresent the Bible. Nonsense. And you see them, because they have big churches, they have people following, they have money, television, media, and what have you. It's as if they are right. Doesn't mean they were right. Majority is not right in the kingdom. There were 12 spies. The minority was Joshua and Caleb. The majority was wrong. The minority was right. All the people who murmured against Moses, they were all wrong. That was the majority. The majority were singing, Moses must go. 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 But they were wrong. You are talking about the Holy Spirit, the one in the Bible, the Holy Spirit that is in the Bible. Then let's go to Acts 1:8. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall buy a $12,000 dog and have an air conditioner for your dog. Yes.
didn't die for you to have a $12,000 dog or 3 aeroplanes or what, all kinds of things. Hey, Rolls Royces, thousands of cars, so many things. What are these things? Why are you explaining it? If you want to have it, but don't explain it with the Bible. You can have it, but don't explain it with the Bible. Yes. You see, people, Jesus was a millionaire. He wore designer clothing. You know, that is why the people were gambling for his clothes. He was this. You know, he had a house. He was like this. He was this. So many things. Hey. What I'm saying is have all these things, but don't try to tell, twisting the Bible to say so many things. It's making it worse. So the influence, you just try to read it slowly. It's for serious Christians. Check and see the influence of the Holy Spirit on every area. When he is affecting you, you not know that you are being affected, but you see that you get tuned towards soul winning when the Holy Spirit is in you. In fact, when you are not into soul winning, you are into apostasy. You are lost. You are lost. I tell you. Yeah. See a lot of backslide. One pastor was telling me, I don't have revelation. He said, I preach basics. I said, I preach basics. You have backslidden. That's why you say, I preach basics. It's not that I am down. You have fallen far from the real gospel. That is not what you used to preach. You've changed so much. Holy Spirit is the only part that you need. Steps to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now, we need the Holy Spirit because that is the only good part of us. Now, many pastors are certified pastors but have no anointing. You got a certificate, but no anointing. And when you don't have anointing, there is no difference between you and a lecturer. But a lecturer also speaks from a pulpit or a lectern. They have a big platform, they speak from it. Counselors, when aeroplanes crash, they say counselors, they bring counselors to the airport to come and talk to the people who are waiting for their loved ones. So there are counselors, psychologists. And pastors also counsel. So when you don't have the anointing, you are a psychologist. Do you understand? You are a secular counselor. You are a lecturer. You are a school teacher. What you need is the anointing. It's the anointing that converts you from a school teacher to an anointed preacher. And nobody is entitled to be out there in the ministry without the anointing. Zachariah said, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by my spirit, says the Lord. Zachariah is the person we always remember, pointing out it's not by your power, it's not by your age. Some people say, when I'm old, now that I'm older, I'm powerful. No, we don't have that in the church. In fact, God wants to use a lot of young people. If you are here and you are a young person, you are God's target. I'm telling you, God has targeted you. Yes, God has targeted you. Yes. God has targeted you. Yes. I'm the one you are looking for. If you are a young man, I tell you, God is searching for you seriously. Some years ago, I was ashamed that my church was full of young people. A minister came to visit me, and after he was going, I said, well, how did you find the church? He said, oh, it's like a giant youth group. You know? And I was not happy with what he said. It's like all my members are young. Oh, this was many years ago, about 20 years ago. I was very unhappy. I wanted grown-ups, old people, white hair. So when I saw young people, I said, oh, I don't want these little antelopes. I want elephants. But as I grew older, one day I went to preach in a church. The pastor was a little older. When I started preaching, he just closed his eyes and then slept. Yes, he slept with his wife, my host. Yes. When I finished preaching, so I was not happy. I saw that he was sleeping. So I moved to the aisle and I preached mostly from here so that I couldn't see him because it was affecting me, you know. Then the second, when I finished preaching, he came up and he said, oh, that was a very powerful message, you know. Really? The next day, he sat there with his wife again. 3 days. Even as I'm about to start, with they arrange themselves on the chair, start to adjust, and just went to sleep totally. Initially, I was angry. For 3 days, he did it. Each time, at the end of the 3 days, I said, how many want him to come back again? Because, you know, he was trying to say that the message was good. And initially, I was not happy. But later, I realized that, no, as you get older, you need to sleep more. You know, you need to sleep more. You know, like a baby. You get what I'm saying? Babies sleep more, then you sleep less. But as you get older, you sleep more because you are practicing for the final sleep when you sleep forever. Thank God for young people. I said, thank God for young people. What a blessing to be young. Jesus was only 30 when he started ministering. 30. He was a young man, full of the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Amen. Yes. And ministry is actually supposed to end by the age of 50. The Bible says the Levite shall minister up to the age of 50. Then after that, the ministry, they sort of retire, hand over. So some of us are past retirement age. Hey! What I'm doing is all extra time. Wow! So, yeah, steps to the anointing. Zechariah said, not by might. Not by the power of your age or money or your color. Yes. It's not by your color. It's not by money. Your ministry does not depend on money. It depends on the Holy Spirit. Trust me, I'm telling you. It depends on the Holy Spirit. Don't think, oh, if I had the money of what have you, I would be doing. No. This ministry, as you see, as we've come here, we are from Ghana. We are not Americans. Yeah, we are not Americans. So if I was American, I would. Stop thinking that way. If I was black, if I was colored, if I was white, no, if you were anointed, if you were anointed, if you were anointed, if I was a man or a woman, some of you women say, if I was a man, ladies, let me tell you, God is going to use you. Especially where you have these scaredy cat men who are scared to do anything. Yes. wimpy, weak men spiritually. Yeah. Your manhood is not by the number of girls you sleep with. That doesn't display manhood. It displays animalism. Man is by how spiritual and what you can do for God. Yes. Are you there? So sisters, you have these brothers, they are afraid to do anything for God. Afraid to preach, afraid to step out, afraid to go on a mission, afraid to even, they can't even control their own wives. Oh, what kind of brother is that? Can't pray? You can't pray? You don't know the word? How can God speak to you? How can you be a leader of your house? So when you have people like this, you are left with only the women. You see that God has to use you like that. And you see ladies being used all over the place. Yes. So ladies, on Easter Sunday, all the pastors and the men were sleeping. It was Mary Magdalene. I tell you, she went to the resurrection service, the first resurrection Sunday. She was the one who was there. All the brothers, Peter and others were sleeping. And just Mary Magdalene saw Jesus face to face. That vision is something she came and told us, we read in the Bible. Peter and Paul had to rely on her. So what did he look like? What did he say? Really, he says, she was now giving instructions. Yeah, I saw him and he spoke to me. Really, yes, I saw him. He was there. I was with him in the garden. What did he say? I said, oh, this is what he said. Go and wait for the Holy Spirit. Wow! So if the brothers are not prepared, then sisters, it's your turn to rise up and do the work of God. Amen. Is it powerful? Is it fantastic? Yes. The anointing doesn't depend on whether it's a man or it's a woman. It's anointing. Yeah, it's anointing. It's neither male nor female in Christ. Wow. So, Zechariah said it. Jesus said, Jesus himself didn't preach till he had the anointing. He was a well-known carpenter. 30 years old as a carpenter. He must have made many coffins. Much furniture. He must have roofed many houses. He must have made many doors. Everybody knew him. Can you come and repair? Hey! What was his name? Jesus. Was he called Jesus before? It was Jesus. Yeshua. Emmanuel, Yeshua. Ah, Yeshua! Come, look, the door you made is not working. Can you come and fix it? Wow! And Jesus will be collecting the money for whatever. That's why they couldn't receive him when he came. They said, no. This man, we know him. He's a carpenter. I don't say you are the son of God, a carpenter? What? But Jesus went for baptism. And the dove, the Holy Spirit, came upon him. Wow. And he came to the synagogue. His first message, Luke 4. You know, there's Luke starts from chapter 1, 2, 3, 4. It's where Jesus' ministry starts. Then verse 18. His first message. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Like the anointing is upon me now. Anointing means Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach. That's what turns you from a school teacher into a real preacher. A lot of people have certificates, Bible school, but they have no anointing. Yeah. What you need is the anointing. The disciples, Jesus told them, and I'm preaching from this book now, Steps to the Anointing, chapter 1. 7 reasons why you need to be anointed. Chapter 1 of this book. The disciples, Jesus told the disciples, don't even bother. Go and wait. Wait till the power comes on you. Pray for it, oh brothers and sisters. Let's pray for the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you'll receive power to preach. Elisha followed Elijah for years. And after he was about to go, he asked him, what do you want? He said, you know, I want the anointing. You want my wife? No. You want my husband? My car? No. You want my house? No. What about my wife? No, I don't like her. I want anointing. Lift your hand, say, I want anointing. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me. Now, I should be able to tell you more about that because of my experience. Because no one ever appointed me for anything in school. When they wanted a classroom prefect, I was never chosen. Assistant class prefect, I was never chosen. Even the one who wipes the blackboard monitor, I was never chosen. School prefect, I was never chosen. Assistant school prefect, I was never chosen. Prep prefect, I was never chosen. Dining hall prefect, nothing. No position was ever given to me. Because whenever they look at me, oh, this guy is something. This nobody. I was born without gifts. I wasn't attractive. Because you see, you need to be attractive for people to choose you for anything. It's what we call favor. I didn't have anything like that. Yeah. Even when I became a serious Christian and the fellowship leaders were choosing the executive, 7-member executive, they chose the president. I was not given. President, vice president, no. Treasurer, no. Prayer secretary, no. Organizing secretary, no. Vice president? 7. No, general secretary. 7, no. Then they realized I was one of the most serious Christians on one side of the school. And they had left me out. So they decided to create a new position called Prayer Secretary West. Prayer Secretary West. As an afterthought. Yes. So, anyway, when I went to school, I decided to start a church. And I had 25 or so members. I got my members by going out to evangelize. And one day in 1988, I had to go to a town called Suhum to do practical medicine, how to run a hospital in the rural area. So I was there for 1 month. Whilst I was there, I had more time and I was praying. At that time, I had found Kenneth Hagin. Somebody gave me a book and somebody gave me a tape. And I love to listen to him. And when I was on my way up there, I bought this pack of tapes. I didn't know when I was buying that pack of tapes. I was buying all my trucks and my cars and my ministry and my church buildings and cathedrals. And the people that worked for me were all in those tapes. I bought them. And I went to this Suhum town. And there I was. Sometimes I had enough time to pray. One night, I was praying, I knelt down, and the tape of Kenneth Hagin was playing over there. It was red like this red cloth here. Maybe I should do it here. So I knelt down, and the tape recorder was there. It was going up and down, because it was auto-reverse. In those days, we didn't have CDs. We didn't have USBs. We had tapes. So the tape was there in the tape recorder, and it was playing too. So at 7 o'clock, around 7, 8, I was praying and I fell asleep on the bed, kneeling down. Has it happened to you before? Yeah. So it happened to me too. So there, the tape was playing. Then I woke up again about 2 a.m. and I was still on my knees. I was on my knees. I wasn't standing. I wasn't lying down. I was on my knees. Suddenly, something jumped out of the tape. And came into me. I was alone in the room, entered my belly. And then I heard a voice. And the voice said, from today, you can teach. From today, you can teach. This was in 1988. From today, you can teach. And this happened to me as a young man. I was 25 years old. I had just 25, 30 members. As a student, everybody in my church was a poor student. No one was married. No one had a car. No one had a bicycle. And no one was rich. And my church was in a classroom. Yeah. But he said, from today, you can teach. Listen, the influence of the Holy Spirit, you see, the Holy Spirit is sweet influence. You cannot see, but you cannot see the Holy Spirit, but you can see the effect of the Holy Spirit. That's how it is. Like you, I know many people want to feel something, but many times you can't feel, but you can see the effect of the Holy Spirit. So then my teaching, the first thing was that, the first thing that happened was that the teaching jumped up. I don't know how it jumped up. I didn't know that it jumped up. I was just doing what I normally did. And you may ask, is it a biblical thing? What happened? Yes. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. Doctor, if you can get a microphone and read it, because some people think that I'm just describing fantastic things that are unbiblical. But look at Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 1 and 2, please. Read from
Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 1. And he said unto me, Son of man,
yes,
stand upon thy feet.
Stand up.
And I will speak unto thee.
I will speak unto thee.
Verse 2.
Verse 2, please.
And the Spirit entered into me. When he spake unto me and set me upon my feet.
The Spirit did what?
Entered.
Entered.
Into me.
That's what you need. That's what you need. That's why Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me now. That's the important. The Holy Spirit exists, but whether he's upon you or in you, that's a different thing. He exists. He is there. But is he in you or is he upon you or is he with you? That's what matters. That's what makes a difference. As for the Holy Spirit, he's there. But is he upon you? Is he in you? Is he with you? If you look at Acts chapter 10, verse 44, this is the famous sermon. You know, Peter has, you know, is blessed to have his sermons recorded in the book of Acts. Chapter 2 has one of his sermons. Chapter 10 also has Peter's sermon. Part of his sermon was how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about healing and doing good. That's Acts 10:38. It was part of this same sermon. Yes. Whilst Peter was preaching.
Verse 44.
While
Peter yet spake these words.
44. Verse 44.
While Peter. Acts 10 verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words.
Wow.
The Holy Ghost.
Fell.
All them which heard the word.
Wow. While Peter was singing.
No.
While Peter was dreaming.
No.
While Peter was sleeping.
No.
While Peter was what?
Yet speak.
While he was speaking this word or preaching, what happened?
The Holy Ghost
fell. On who? All who were sleeping.
No.
All who were dreaming.
No.
All who were drinking tea.
No.
All who heard
the word.
That night I was hearing the word. And as I was hearing the word, it had been playing. I've been listening to Hagin for years. And I still listen to him. I have every message he's ever preached. Yeah, I have the whole library from 1950, whatever. Every single message I have. All this program, that program. I have it in years, in programs, in everything. I have the whole thing. Audio. Oh, yes. Sometimes I'll be in a house in the night. Darkness, and the voice of only Kenneth Hagin is playing in the house, and I'll be praying till the morning. Oh, the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. It's what I've experienced practically. You can be anointed. You see, many pastors do not listen to messages. and they don't listen to the right messages. Yes. You need to listen to preaching not once. Not once. Over and over and over and over. You know, when I was first a Christian, there was a brother who used to use a term. The term he used was soak it in. So have you soaked the message? We don't listen to it, we soak. It soaks you, it must soak you. It must enter. And you expose yourself to it over and over. 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 From today, look at it. Look at me here. It's 20 whatever years ago. And I'm teaching here in Bloemfontein. I don't know anything that could bring me to Bloemfontein. Yeah. Here I am. I've been teaching in Worcester, Powell, Cape Town, King Williamstown, Polokwane, Mtata, Queenstown, East London, Port Elizabeth, teaching. Zanin, Mitchell's Plain, Toyando, Welcome, Mamelodi. I'm teaching these same things. From today you can teach. You see, today you can teach means that. It means you can teach. I don't know what else it means. Yeah. You know, there was a lady there. She's the first person who ever. She's still in church. And her son is now my church member. Because I'm now a pastor of young children. I've left the grown-ups. You know, at first I wanted grown-ups. And when I had them, then I now wanted the young people. Oh. She wrote a letter to her friend. And she told her friend. She wrote a letter. She said, there is something different about Brother Dad since he came back from Sumu. I don't know what it is. A lady, she wrote to her other friend. See, the anointing is so that you may not know what it is. Yes. But it's something. It's a little chain, but it's everything. And here I am. 25 years later, more than 10 million books, the same anointing that was on Kenneth Hagin to write. Most pastors write books, they print maybe 2,000 and they force their members to buy it. And the members are forced to have it and go and keep it in the library and nobody reads it. My books provide work for people. There are people whose work is only these books. Yeah. The only work they do is to go around with these books. Their whole life and everything is on that. Amazing. There's power. My books are like crabs. You see it lying there like it's nothing. It gets up and starts walking by itself. Yeah. Yeah. It's supernatural. There's power in these books. I've seen it myself. You know, look, you have to be very honest with yourself. When I first wrote books, I mean, I felt God told me to write, so I just did it. I never thought anybody would ever read my book. Never. Even what people like a lot about loyalty, so I never thought anybody would read it. I mean, it's not the main topic that I teach in or believe, you know. If you ask me what I would like to really preach about, it's not loyalty. Loyalty is war. It's fighting things. Yeah. One day I was preaching about loyalty. Somebody came and asked me, are you okay? Are you well? Are you all right? We were worried for you when you were preaching. We were worried for you. That is why I put together this thing called the Makane. This is the most powerful, I believe, packet of teachings. God, I asked the Lord, which one is my most powerful and anointed ministry? Is it the crusade? Is it Sunday service? Is it Tuesday service? Is it weddings? Is it funerals? Which part of my ministry is the most powerful? And he said, it's the camps. Because we have camps. You see like how we are here? If it was a camp, we'll be here till tonight. We'll be here till midnight. Then we come early in the morning. We'll be here till midnight again. Then we come again. We'll be here till midnight. That's how I got all my pastors. All the 1,000 pastors I have, they all came from camp somewhere like that. After the camp, they say, I don't want to work again. I want to work for God. I want to be a missionary. Hey! Yeah, I have all, they're all around. Yeah. Because the Holy Spirit touched, and that's where I saw most of the power. So that's why I put this Makane original, Makane iron, Makane extra, and different ones, specially for you, so that you can have it and listen to it. And those who know it, they know how powerful it is. Recently, I met a brother and I asked him, he's an architect. I asked him, are you listening to the Makane? He said, no. Actually, well, I think he was a student then. He said, no, I'm not. I said, well, it's very important. He said, no, I will not listen to it. I mean, no one has ever told me I will not listen to it. Yeah. And I said, why? He said, oh, I'm afraid of it. He said, I listened to it and later I realized that if I listen to it, I cannot be an architect. I have to be a pastor. I don't want to be a pastor.
Power.
Power. He realized that the danger that was in the thing. Who wants this one? Today is the last day, so I can give.
Somebody got the case.
Somebody got the case and somebody got the...
Somebody got the USB.
Yeah. What you see there, that is a small thing like that, is actually like tapes. If it was audio tapes or CDs, it would be like a mountain hill up to the door. You thought I was going to say. Are you there? I'm ending. Listen carefully. Wow. Now, the number one manifestation of the Holy Spirit is the teaching anointing. John 16 verse 8. When he is come, he will reprove the world of sin. Amen. And this Holy Spirit, who is going to come and teach, he says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, shall teach you all things.
Wow.
Whatever you want comes from what you are taught. That's why this mighty Holy Spirit, or God, coming to be with us is just coming to teach. So when you see pastors passing by books and asking how much it is, or passing by some of these things, even if I was you and I don't even understand what it is, at least for me, that is how I've operated. I'll say, just buy everything. Because you don't know what is a treasure somewhere. Yeah, you just have to have everything. And find out with time, because you can't understand it even when you are here. Yeah, that's the way to behave. When I went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, I entered the bookshop and I saw Mercedes, all the shelves. I was with some people. Baby, was I with you? I was with you. What did I tell you to do?
Pick every book. In fact, you got the attention of the bookstore owner, so they took you to another place where you could get it wholesale, so you could buy every book, because you wanted every book on the shelf.
When people think you are telling stories. Yeah, she was with me in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes, and I was blessed because you also bought a set for me.
That is not part of the message. Yeah, I told them, just, I don't care what the topic is, just take everything. And among those treasures, I found an interesting message, which you would not have picked it. It was called The Miracles of Jesus. Yeah. Kenneth Hagin preached about each and every miracle. Each person. This Jairus' daughter, Peter's mother-in-law. There's a message called Peter's mother-in-law. Yeah, there's a message called Peter's mother-in-law. And every single miracle, all of them. But you, I wouldn't have there. I don't have time, mother. I said, just clear the whole place. You were there.
I was there.
You were there.
I was there. Yes.
Wow. I'm glad you were there. And you are here too. Today, still around. Yeah. What a blessing. So when you see people come,
how much is this? Okay. Give me one Coca-Cola and one samosa, please. I don't think I can buy this now.
Buy the truth. Yes. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit or the anointing. And what is he going to do? He's going to teach you. He's going to teach you. Teach you? You have to think carefully to understand why. All this. So now the Holy Spirit is trying to come into your life. He's trying to bring you books that you may not have thought about. Revelations that may not have crossed your mind. Things that you may not know deeply. That you will know better. And that will take you higher. Why? Number one, the teaching anointing brings about convictions. Yes. Convictions. He says, when he is come, he will reprove, or the NIV and the other versions say, he will convict the world of sin. Now, some of the convictions that we are going to have, and that you need to have, they come from the Holy Spirit. As you keep hearing some, you become convicted about it. Become convicted about it. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will convict people. Because you see, you can talk to people and tell, you are a sinner, you are a sinner. He will never really believe. Until the Holy Spirit convicts the person. So convictions that you have and convictions that people will have when they listen to you, they come by the presence of this anointing. He will lead you to the truth. When, do you know there's a priest called Zadok? When you read Ezekiel, he gave two prophecies about Zadok. Zadok was the priest who did not go astray. When the whole of Israel followed Absalom, Zadok followed David. Zadok and Abiathar. Abiathar was the only priest that Saul could not kill. When Saul was killing all the pastors, it was left with Abiathar who ran away. And Zadok was the priest. Everybody followed the wrong rebel. Zadok did not follow him. And Ezekiel, majority were going. Once, and in Ezekiel, in two places, he said, in 44, 40, he said, Zadok who did not go astray when all Israel went astray, he shall come near to me to minister to me. It's like the sons of Zadok, you know, the blessing they have for not following the majority who went after Absalom, but were faithful to remain with the one who was anointed and who was the father, they will be caused to come near. He said the rest of them shall be in the south and Zadok shall be towards the north chamber. Delusions and deceptions. When the mass, everybody say, hey, this is the way. Hey, this is it. But when the Holy Spirit is on you, he will reveal the truth and save you from the common delusions and deceptions that are in the system. This pastor I'm speaking about, Bishop Duncan Wheeler, many people dishonored him. I've seen many, many pastors dishonor him. But the Holy Spirit told me, to honor him. He will keep you from deceptions. Just honor him. Yes. Just honor him. As I've grown and grown and grown in the Lord, all I can say is that the Lord truly saved me from a strong delusion. Yes, a common delusion to attack what God has anointed. Yes. Yeah. I love this anointing. It's the effect. Then the next one is that it gives rise to knowledge. Number four. Reminders Knowledge. First is what? Convictions, truth, reminders. Now knowledge. 2 Peter 1 verse 3. It gives you knowledge. According to his divine power, as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Wow. Through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. Amen. And this is the last point that I'm sharing with you, is that God has given us all things that pertain to this life and godliness. Amen. Through knowledge. Amen. Through knowledge. Knowledge. And the Holy Spirit is coming to us with truth. You see, the teaching anointing is the truth and information, knowledge, reminders, convictions about truths. Knowledge. Amen. Amen. And everything you need comes from that. But I know people cannot believe. How does a car come from knowledge? How does a house come from knowledge? How does wealth come from knowledge? How does crowds come from knowledge? How does a church building come from knowledge? But all things come through that. That's why when Jesus came to the earth and he was preaching, the people said, what wisdom is this? What wisdom is this? That is given unto him. That such mighty works are wrought by his hand. Everybody say, mighty works. Mighty works. How did the mighty works come? Through wisdom. He said, what wisdom is this? Wisdom is one branch of knowledge. What wisdom is this that has been given to him that such mighty works? Another one, Matthew said, whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Where did he get these mighty works and this wisdom from? You want to do mighty works? You want all the things that pertain to life and godliness? It comes through the things you know and the wisdom that you have. And that is why when somebody gives you a book, you may be looking at the book and say,
what is it, this book? What is in the book? The words are very small. There are no pictures in the book. I want pictures.
You want a book with big letters?
Peter and Jane are here. Jane loves Peter. And Peter loves Jane.
These are the books you want to read. When you look and say,
hey, the words are very small. The book is too big. I want Peter and Jane. Peter loves Jane and Jane loves Peter.
Page one. Page two. That's page one. Peter loves Jane. That's all. Page two. Jane has come and Peter has come. Page three. They are going to the market. Page four. Jane is happy. Peter is happy. They are happy. When somebody gives you a book, you'll be looking and say, wow. They are giving you all things that pertain to life and godliness is in the book. All things that pertain to life and godliness that comes through the knowledge. Read it very well. 2 Peter 1, that comes through knowledge. They say, if you want to hide a secret from an African, you put it in a book. He will never see it. He will never see it. I will give you the Holy Spirit. He will lead you into all truth. He will teach you. And when he teaches you, you have convictions about things. You'll be delivered from delusions and deceptions. You have truth. You'll be reminded. Reminders will be coming to you. He will give you knowledge. You'll start to know things. You start to know things. Even when you are casually watching a film, you will learn so much. I wrote a whole book. You know, this book, when you read it, for years, I've been writing it for years. It's been what it means to be as wise as a serpent. Wise as a serpent. The day that I watched, I was just sitting there watching snakes. I told you that sometimes I don't know if it's this group I told you. You know, when you watch pastors on the channel, you can easily get into trouble by criticizing. So I started watching these animals. That's how I started watching the snakes. And I learned masters of camouflage, masters of ambush, masters of speed. A black mamba can run faster than a sprinter. And it's black because the mouth, the inside of the mouth is black, but the color is gray. It will lift up one third of the body above the ground and like this. It chases you at top speed, at 100 meter speed for a sprinter. Masters of speed. God showed me masters of speed. Masters of survival. They can stay anywhere. They can stay in the snow. You see pictures in this book. Ah, this book has pictures. For those who want pictures. Hooray! This book has pictures. Yeah. Masters of survival. Survive in the desert. You see them dry desert. Be careful when you are walking on the sand now. See, they are there. The snouted Egyptian cobra. Whether it's winter, you see ice. You wonder what is he eating there. Black snake is sleeping in the ice. They can stay in ice. They can stay in heat. They can stay in water. They can fly. Masters of maneuver. They can do anything. Serpent. What it means to be as wise as a serpent. Masters of survival. You say Christians today, we don't have that wisdom. That's why you can't go on a mission. Even our own townships, many pastors are afraid of the townships. You can't maneuver there. You can't survive there. Yes. You can't go in there and be a light. You don't have to know how to even stay there. Most people, pastors and when we prosper a little, we take our churches away. Yeah, from the people that need the Lord. Yeah, we can't be there. So there's no money. You can't go anywhere. You see people today, we can't do anything. You can't stay.
Well, I can't stay there because they don't have fresh milk. They don't have orange juice. They don't have what?
Masters of frugality. They don't need much. We need much. That's why snakes are usually caught when they go, if they go to find food. They can eat once a year. It'll be okay. But you need every day, you see. That's why you are not like as wise as a serpent. You need so many things, but they don't need so many things. Yeah. Are you there? Masters of patience. Snake can lie waiting for weeks. Waiting for you. Yeah. It has pictures. Masters of working with others. You see, with many, many other snakes. Yeah. We cannot work with one another, but they can stay together. You open a place, you see rattlesnake, plenty. They are all there. Like spaghetti. They are like spaghetti. Masters of staying alone. Some of us cannot stay alone. That's why you have a different boy every time. You need a boy. You need a boyfriend, a new boyfriend. Somebody to comfort you. Somebody to hug you. You can't stay alone. Hey! But why is a serpent being master of staying alone? Most snakes are caught alone. Masters of not being dependent on anybody. Most snakes, from the day they are born, they can kill. And most of these snakes, from the day they are born, they become independent. So, I don't need you. Look, I'll survive on my own. Yeah. A in Africa, we need loans, we need this, we need that, we need IMF, US government, this and that. World Bank. Masters of unpredictability. Always look in your toilet before you sit on it. You see, sitting inside there. It came through the pipes. Came through the pipes and through the wall. All snakes can swim. All snakes go, they go underground. Masters of unpredictability. Look before you sit. Ash! Are you listening? Yeah. Even in this world, those with knowledge and those without knowledge are always separated. Yeah. You see, those who don't have knowledge are given uniforms. Wear this uniform. Hey. Up and down. Top and bottom. When you go to a workplace, you see some people in uniforms. They are given, wear this. And those who have certain knowledge are not given uniforms. Yes. True or not true? Yeah. At a certain level, say, no. Those without certain information, certain degrees, certain knowledge, wear these uniforms. Those with the knowledge, you go this way. They are separated. Yes. All over. Knowledge. When you read Isaiah 11, you see the spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge. That's the Holy Spirit. He said, there shall come a branch out of the root of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Yes, and the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him and make him of quick understanding. The spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, spirit of the fear of the Lord. And shall make him of quick understanding. That's the Holy Spirit's knowledge, understanding, wisdom. So all these books and all these things that are being brought to you, this is God blessing you through the Holy Spirit. You are going to receive new knowledge. And that is why to me, it is my ministry. It is not a business. Otherwise, a book will not be given to you for 17 rands. There's nothing like that. It's nothing like that. It doesn't have any sense with it. But I'm not here for sense. I'm here for ministry. Yes. It's a blessing to you. Learn the secret of the anointing. If it was not for the anointing, I cannot be standing here today. No. I'll tell you, if you want to know how great it is for me to be here, think about what will make you go to come to Ghana with your tracks. Okay, and your team, and come and hold a crusade in a town called Suhum. Or I'll give you in a town called Kintampo. That's the center. Bloemfontein is the center. The center, yeah. So our center is called Kintampo. Mm-hmm. So when you can check it on the map and see, come there and have a crusade. Huh? You're coming there, yeah. And give out books. Yes. And come with a team. Yes. It's your try. Have a crusade for 1 month. Yes. Fly about 100 people here to Ghana. Yes. And let's see. Yeah. Are you listening to me? So, God is showing you the key, the way to the anointing. And I know you are receiving that anointing. Stand on your feet, everybody. Jesus, thank you. Lift your hands and just thank God for this blessed time. The anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, lift your hands and pray. Lift your hands and pray. This is the moment. This is the time. This is the time. Pray. Pray. As the disciples pray, the Holy Ghost fell. Pray. And receive your dose of the anointing. Receive your dose of the Spirit. Pray. Pray. Pray and water the seed you have just received. Limban Dalaba. Because your ministry is changing levels. Your ministry is changing levels. Iman dolobo sinkerebo sande. Rabandes teke molobo sinkabayan dalababa. Iman mama, lift your hands and cry to God and talk to Him about your call, about your ministry, about your life as a minister. Pray. Yes. 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 Imon dalababa. Your destiny as a minister. Yes. That is why you came today. To receive seeds. Seeds for the future. Seeds for tomorrow. Pray. Ikedoro. Imadeso. Imalelobo semande keriabo sandalababaya. This is the time. This is the time. Iman dalababa. The Holy Ghost is descending. He's coming upon somebody. The Holy Ghost is coming upon somebody. Nikelobosa delebe borian delelebosa. Emande kamayan dalaba. You are being anointed. You are being anointed. You are being anointed. You are changing levels. Ikemosa inalobosa. Lite kerian destimoloboso. Limbrelosa limbrelobose. Lindimasambalalabase polobode. Ramadaba, he's coming upon you. He's entering you. He's coming over you. He's changing you. He's lifting you. He's changing you. Pray. Imandalabasi moloboso. Imorobosin deleleban denderebe. Imamaya likorobosi. Lindinimasimbarababa. Imama, tell him, Holy Ghost, come upon me. Come into me. Come around me. Fill me. Let that river flow. Let that river flow. Descend upon me. Fill me. Influence me. Every dimension of my ministry. Influence my life. Influence my teaching. Influence my destiny. Influence my call. Holy Ghost, come upon me. Your influence. Your influence. Let it be sweet. Let it be sweet. Pray. Imelobosa. Imelobosa. Imandeborian delelebesi meriamolo. Imeriamolobo semberi rebo. Imamamama. He's coming upon somebody. He's coming upon somebody. He's coming upon somebody at the back. You are receiving him. He's coming upon you. He's changing your ministry. He's changing your level. He's changing your call. Receive. Receive. Iminomo samalababa. Imandalababa. Not by might, not by power, but by the anointing, but by the Spirit. As they pray, lift your hands and receive. He's coming upon you now. Imandolobo.
It is time to see the invisible, for you have been looking at the visible all your life. You look at only those things which can be seen. But it's time to see that which cannot be seen. For we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are not seen are eternal. Now I want you to see the Holy Spirit everywhere and in everything and in every area. The sweet manifestation and influence of the Holy Spirit in everything you do, everywhere you go, in everything you say. For it shall come to pass that it shall be said of you that when you were speaking, it was not from your own mind, but it was the Spirit Himself that was speaking. See the Spirit in my servants. Look for the Spirit upon my servants. If you do not find my Spirit resting on my servants, do not listen. For it is only that which comes from the Spirit that is worth listening to. Many of my servants are dry. Many of my servants have no river. They have a river bed, but there is no river. For the river dried out long time ago. There has been no water for a long time. Yes. But you say, you saw something flowing that was not my river. That was a river of poison. A river of poison. Bitter waters. Poisonous liquids. Venom. Wickedness. Evil. Backsliding. Have flown where there used to flow rivers of living waters. For it's not just a river you must look for, but a river of living waters. Unless you see the living waters, do not drink from that river. For some have been eating out of the dustbin, eating out of the rubbish. No wonder it has not led to good things in your life and ministry. Begin to feed. Feed on my word. Trust my word. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But men and their things and their words will pass away. Now rise up and run. Rise up and run, my servant. Run towards the river. Run towards the invisible. See the invisible. I will place upon you a great importance. When you walk by faith, a spirit of significance and importance will be upon you. You will no longer live and dwell in obscurity and insignificant. You will become very significant for my work when you see the invisible, the mighty Spirit of God. Watch out for Him, watch out for His presence. Watch out for His absence. The mighty Spirit of the living God. He it is you need. Now walk on, my servant. Walk on. Walk on. Watch for the Spirit. Everywhere you go, watch for the same mighty Spirit of God. The same Spirit that was on Jesus. The same Spirit that was on the disciples. The same Spirit that was on the apostles. The same Spirit that was upon the early church. Watch for that Spirit. Watch and follow. Follow the Spirit. Follow the Spirit. Follow the Spirit. Follow. Follow. Don't follow the flesh. Don't follow the lust of the eyes. The lust of this world. And the prideful things of this life. But follow the Spirit. Watch for the Spirit. Do you see the Spirit? Do you see the Spirit? Pajoga la zibra zemoga brazalade. Do you see the Spirit? All you see are the cars and the clothes and the rings and the gold. Or do you see the Spirit? See the Spirit. And you will come to good places. for the Spirit will surely lead you to the best green pastures of all. Lift your hand and receive sight for your eyes to see the invisible, the mighty, mighty Spirit, the mantle, invisible mantles that rest upon the shoulders of the prophets, the invisible mantles that rest upon the shoulders of the great apostles and servants of the Lord. See beyond the natural. See, for it's all about what you see. But what you see is guiding you. What you see is leading you. Therefore, begin to see what is right. Yeah. For those that have watched and observed and looked for wrong things have been led to the wrong places. It's time to see the Spirit, the mighty, mighty Spirit of the living God. Fagialo obola ade ema ubo alada mandalaba adala mandalaba dalaba. For eye hath not seen in the natural, ear hath not heard in the natural, what God has prepared for those that are called, those that love Him, and those that serve Him. Receive the grace to see. Lay hands on your eyes right now, and may your eyes be anointed from today. Achilora mijola desberigokle madoblegere debes. Be anointed! Eyes, to see that which is invisible. Yea, that your ministry arise like the ministry of Moses. See the invisible. Look not on the outward appearance. For God seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance. But God looketh beyond of the heart. Receive the grace of God. For your new ministry. For I see a new day. A new day begins today. Today marks the beginning of a new day. A new chapter. A new day. A day of the Spirit in your life. A day of fantastic anointings in your life. A day of new beginnings. A day of the presence of the mighty Spirit of God. Yeah, when you go out walking, be conscious of His presence. Be conscious of His presence and of His guidance and of His wonderful influence in your life. Receive the grace of God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord a wonderful clap of hope. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Mighty Spirit is upon you now. I see the mantle is like a whitish mantle over your shoulders. Everywhere you go, you carry that mantle. Mantle will make the River Jordan bow to you and open to you. Whatever responds to the anointing will respond to you now. When Elisha came with the mantle, the same river that responded to his father responded to him now. Whatever has not been responding to you, when you go back to where you came from, it will respond to you in the name of Jesus. What bowed to Elijah, bowed to Elisha, and it will bow to you. The doors that didn't open before today are opening now in your life and ministry. Receive 10 open doors in your life and your ministry. 10 open doors. Whatever was closed, whatever was shut, is opening by the power of the mantle of the anointing. The River Jordan that couldn't open before is opening today. Receive it in the name of Jesus. See it. Respect it. And when the sons of the prophets saw Elisha, and saw that the mantle was upon him, they bowed. Whatever has not bowed in your life will begin to bow because of the anointing that is on your life. The anointing of the Lord shall perform it. By yourself, all you have is corruption, weakness, dishonor. But with the mantle, your weakness is covered. Your dishonor is covered. Your corruption is covered. And you are even brighter than any human being. Your light is shining because of the grace of God and the anointing of the Lord. I see an impartation like what I receive from today, you can teach, happening at this very moment. Receive it in the name of Jesus. God is doing it. God is doing it. Listen, there are some brothers here. This one is for men, young men. God has called you. Today marks the day that his mantle comes upon you for service. Today. Listen carefully. Today marks the day when his mantle. The Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move Samson at times. From now, the Spirit of the Lord will begin to move you at times. Times. And you will begin to see the signs of the anointing. The signs of the river. The signs of the water. The signs of the water and the oil on your life. Receive it in Jesus' name. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will happen practically. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks, Jesus. I know you haven't left us, Lord. I know your power and your presence is upon us. I know that you are here, Lord. I know that you've covered us. Hey, my God. The mantle is yours. Amen. Say it every day. You see, it's practical. It's real. The mantle is real. You cannot see, but it's real. Yes. But you can see the effect of it. Your ministry changes from this moment. Your ministry changes from this moment. Your ministry changes from this moment. Whatever was small will be big. Whatever was small is becoming big. Whatever was nothing, God has made it something. Receive it. In Jesus' name. Change is happening
into another man.
You are changing to another man.
You'll be fresh and empowered,
my God,
by the Spirit. You will preach and teach and
heal. You will preach and teach and heal
when the Spirit comes upon you. You need to go. Drink from the waters, the living water. You need to go on in the Spirit.
Don't be shy of your mantle. Don't be ashamed of your mantle. Don't be ashamed of your calling. Don't be ashamed of what God is using you to do. Don't be ashamed of your message.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
shall flow, rivers of living water. Those waters will change the world. Change the world.
Change.
River flow.
Flow, river.
Holy Ghost.
Flow upon your people, Lord.
Holy Spirit, oh, He will give you the Spirit that is a promise. Oh, if you be evil, know how to give good gifts. Oh, how the Father wants to give you the Holy Spirit. Hey, you need to go.
Jesus is doing something wonderful. How many are going to be doing the work of the Lord, the mighty Holy Spirit? Can God rely on you? Can He rely on you? He's going to use you. Amen. All right. You may be seated. Show them love.
Are you ready to go somewhere? Are you ready to go somewhere and preach somewhere? Are you ready to do something for the Lord? Are you ready to do something for the Lord? Amen. Go somewhere and preach somewhere for Jesus. Are you sure you are ready to go somewhere and to preach somewhere?
Somewhere.
How many know that God is speaking to you through the songs as well? Wow. Father, thanks a million for the great blessings of your word today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. Thanks for the mantles, Lord. Thanks for the giftings, Lord. Thanks for your help, Lord. In Jesus' name. Ida. Well, you know, today is the last day. We'll be having a campaign for some days. And so, we are glad to serve the Lord. We are glad to serve the Lord. And I believe that you are also glad to serve the Lord. How many would choose Jesus again if you live your life again? Would you still choose Jesus? Are you sure you'll choose Jesus? Do you love him? Is he the best for you? Yeah.
Living for you, Lord, I love you in just, it's been a worth living for you. Lord, I love you, and there's no one above you. Cause you gave your son, you gave your life, and you turned my life all around. You gave your life to set me free. Hey, so I serve you for the rest of my day.
It comes on your phone free. All the preaching and the music and everything. So download the podcast. Just go to, if you have an iPhone, go to podcast. And then you go to podcast. You go to podcast. And then you search my name, Dak Heward Mills. And then you will see three different ones, I believe. There's a conference, there's a crusade, and there's a normal one, Dak Heward Mills. So this conference, this meeting, everything is free. It will come to your phone and you listen to it free. So you don't have to buy tapes, you don't have to buy CDs, you don't have to buy anything anymore. It comes on free, including the music, everything that is recorded, prophecies and all that. So please, if you have a Samsung phone, if you have a Samsung, hello, please. If you have a Samsung phone or an Android phone, you go to Play Store, Google Play Store, and you search for Podcast Addict or Podcast. When it comes up, download. It says, it will ask you, should I download? You say yes. Then it will download. When you have it on, then you search within the podcast for Dag Heward Mills, which is my name. Just use my name. And then it will come. You see the conference, normal preaching, whatever. And it comes, it lands on your phone automatically and free of charge. So you can just play the whole conference and other services and other meetings that come on at other places. You can be blessed with it free of charge. There's no charge and you can soak in messages. So please, that's the new easy technology. And when you play preaching on my phone, I have so hundreds of preaching messages. It doesn't use much battery. You don't use credit, nothing. It's all very... most of your battery is used by the light in your phone. It doesn't do, and you can play loud. So if your phone is not a good phone, lift your hand, let me pray. Father, receive a new phone now. Every old phone that cannot do podcasts, we banish it. Today becomes the last day for that phone in Jesus' name. I declare you have a new phone in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, especially after these little ones that I advertised earlier are going to be available to you for registration only of $25. Its normally price is $100. So this is 20. It's mountains of wonderful messages and different videos. This is gospel videos of crusades. It's a great blessing if you get it. So make sure you get whatever is available, and I know you're going to be blessed. Let's welcome Dr. Ogo once again.
Clap your hands. Just clap your hands and appreciate the gift of God. Evangelist.